Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live. Richard Chambers sitting in for Ciara Kelly this afternoon. Now, the Kilkenny Cat Laughs Comedy Festival is back this June bank holiday for its 24th year and unveils one of the most exciting and diverse lineups yet. My next guest is a Limerick man who's been in stand-up comedy for over 15 years. He's appeared in numerous TV shows and he'll be headlining the festival this year. Carl Spain, you're very welcome to the
program. It's great to be back.
Yeah. You're a veteran, though, of the Kilkenny. I mean, that's an unkind term, isn't it, to be described as a veteran?
It shows experience and longevity and maybe consistency. But yeah, I'm a veteran.
Yeah, for better or for worse. But the Cat Laughs Festival, it has been around, as you say, for 24 years now.
It's incredible. When it started, it was before I ever did comedy. And I remember being excited that there was going to be comedy gigs you could go to in Ireland. And I was like, I must save up and go next year. And I never had the money to go. But the first time I went, I was actually performing at it. So it was a great thing to, it's excitement then. But every year as it comes round and you get excited to see, who's on this year, and checking out what gigs you're, who you're on with and stuff like that. It's the best part of the year. We all get very excited and we're all like, oh, I'm on with this person. No, you're not on with him. You're on with them. Oh, I'd love to swap with them. But, and not just, the international comics, British comics, whatever. But just to meet up with all the Irish comics, like we'd meet each other throughout the year, but to have all of us together, and you can hang out with the ones you like then rather than just
and avoid the ones you don't. Yeah. Well, I suppose you're all off doing your own thing. You're all off on your individual tours.
Yeah, doing gigs whatnot, here and there. So. But you always run into each other in different places or doing a charity gig or something because we do so much charity work. But shouldn't laugh at that. But it's a very exciting weekend. And it's May, June, so that the weather is like you can even nearly take
it
off your jacket.
It can almost be good
some
sometimes,
point.
Yeah. You mentioned though about how you were aware of the festival before you got involved really in comedy. What is it about Cat Laughs? Because it does have, it was the first one here in Ireland at least that did have that international reputation, that there was a bit of glamour and it's a bit of, somebody from abroad will be coming to this. This is going to be a big thing.
It was well designed. I mean, I think, the first year or second year, Bill Murray had come over and George Went, who was Norm from Cheers, which was huge. I was like, oh my God, imagine being able to see those people live. It was more of an exciting time back in comedy then. I mean, there was a bit of a scene like in the Comedy Cellar, which is still there, and down in City Limits in Cork, the Laughter Lounge might have been there then, but there was very little comedy to go and even see comedy. I saw Billy Connolly passing through Limerick and I saw Sean Hughes, and there'd be the odd other gig that you might have had a chance to see. So it wasn't even that thing of live comedy. So it was exciting that it was being done. Also, it is more, it's pure comedy. It's about 20 minutes. You're doing stand-up. There's the odd people doing the odd one-hour show, but it's just about seeing the best of these best people. It's not about, they'll be doing an experimental show or doing something different.
This is like
the festival, and they realise once they get there and need to be at the top of your game. Everyone, there's three acts and a compere, so usually you see the first act has ripped it up and you're going, oh no, I'm in trouble here following an act doing well. But the audience are always there for the next act. It's not like in the club sometimes if someone destroys the place, the night is ruined for everyone else.
There's no catching that.
Yeah, and over the years, it's always won, like so many, all the big names you can think of have passed through Kilkenny. Some of them are again there this year. But I always say it's the ones you haven't heard of, you go see them, especially the American ones. You'll be going to see, oh my God, I saw me in Kilkenny years ago. And people have gone on to be movie stars. Zach Galifianakis played Kilkenny a few years back, and I'm still one of the favourites. He's great opening line.
So it can be a great platform for people as well. This is the stage if you're going to be performing in Ireland, isn't
it? Yeah, well, even for them to get known in Ireland, the UK, like the UK agents and kind of reviewers will come over and even look at people for, maybe doing tours, or shows in London or doing like stuff in Edinburgh or after Edinburgh, just to dipping their toe over in Europe, as it's known. So it's great. It's great fun. It's a great weekend. And, Kilkenny is such a, I don't know, call it a party town, make it sound like the Irish Vegas. But it is a great spot for any weekend, and a bank holiday weekend would be great to go to Kilkenny. And the fact that there's a comedy festival on anyway, you know, it's a huge celebration. You wouldn't see those crowds in that party atmosphere without them bringing an All-Ireland trophy home, like normally.
I mean, yeah, it does boost their mood every so often, exactly, especially if it does happen almost every year. But what is the crowd like itself at Kilkenny? Is it a particularly good crowd?
I mean, they are good because they're well up for it. You know, it's that thing of... you know, people think, oh, it's comedy crowds are different everywhere. But there is that mixture of, you'll have, you know, the locals will come in. They'll go in on the Thursday and they'll go in on Sunday and Monday. They might avoid the shows on Friday, Saturday. Mm. There'll be some in, but people come from all around. So you'd have lots of people like, you know, Waterford, Tipperary, you know, Cork and Limerick, you know, the whole of Munster and Leinster, you know, that's around there. And people come from abroad. It's funny, you'd be meeting people something, you go, where are you from? They go, Finland. And you go, what are you doing here? But like Finnish comedians used to come over every year to watch it. They loved it.
Wow. It's not a country that has a great reputation for it.
But no, the comedy started taking off in Scandinavia like 10, 15 years ago. A couple of people started doing it, and then it's just, the scene is bigger and bigger. So there's gigs all over the place now, like, you know, everywhere you go, even, you know, you think it's not English, they're in their own language, but there's also English language gigs there as well. So I've gone to Finland and done what is known as the Tomatoes Festival.
It's worth it for the name alone.
It is. It's, you know, so good. They named it three times, like, you know, which is something.
What do you find, like, I mean, when you're doing these sort of gigs? Because you mentioned that backstage and you've seen, oh my God, there's X person is playing here and that person is saying, I haven't seen him in years. I used to watch him growing up.
Yeah.
Is it an intimidating atmosphere in a way?
Not anymore. I don't care. Yeah. I used to get so excited by these things. You'd see like a big American act you'd seen on television and you're going, oh my God. But then once you get to know them, and it's like, comedians were like a scattered tribe that kind of get together, you know, because there's an understanding. You kind of go, all right, I know, we go through the same things, you know, so it's the same. So it's you know, we can, I call them microwave friendships. So you can get to know someone on a Thursday and by the Sunday you're best buds, like, you know, see you next time and I'll remember everything.
I'll remember you. We must catch up again for a drink next time. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll remember all your children's names.
What can we expect from you though at Catlass this year? People are going to go along and thousands of them will do this.
They will every year. It's always that thing of, you go, God, this can't go on another year, but it is. It goes on and it's bigger, better, bolder every year. I'm doing a walking tour, you know, with a tour guide where I take the pee out of Kilkenny and have it. It's great. It's so loud every year because it's just, you know, small enough numbers, because, like, you know, there was, it's just something to do for people in the afternoon. So
and it gets them out of the sort of the arena, if you want to call it that, as well. I mean, if you're going to a comedy festival, you expect, all right, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch
something different to do. And it's funny because the lads were slagging me, going, what are you doing that for? And I said, oh, I don't know, I was asked to do something different. And then I was wandering around Kilkenny with two hen knights. And they were like, what are you doing? I went, no. A nice hen and a classy hen and a, you know, another hen.
Yeah, it adds a bit of an atmosphere to it anyway.
No, it's great. It's just great fun. It's, you know, doing something different. Fills the day as well, like, you know. And we're comedians, we don't really work that much, like, you know. Oh, I had two gigs. Wow, you worked an hour yesterday. You know, you know, we don't have 40-hour weeks or... I don't have a lot of research to do, like, you know, before the show.
It shows, Carl.
You
know,
we don't sit in sauna-like atmosphere where three people judge it from an aquarium.
Well, that's how we are here in News Talk at the minute anyway. But, I mean, what other projects have you got lined up this year? Obviously, you're flat out, non-stop, all around the country.
Yeah. My work ethic now.
I'll tell you.
I put a lot of, you know, stereotypical nations to shame with my work ethic. I've written stuff. I've written two sitcoms. That I'm trying to get made, and there's other projects, you know. I write for other people as well, so that's always nice. That keeps you busy and you can work from home. Mm. So that's always nice. I'm getting lazier. It sounds like I'm actually,
I don't know,
gonna get to the point.
I don't know
where
if you're selling yourself right here, Carl, at all. But just on the sitcom thing,
I'm prolific though.
Yeah. He's churning them out, whatever you say about him. But just on the sitcom thing, we've had two sitcoms come out in the past year which have had huge success here in Ireland. You've had Young Offenders and you've had Derry Girls as well. Mm. What is it about the sitcom?
Nowhere Fast as well was good.
Yeah, Nowhere Fast was very good.
Simon wrote it.
What is it though about this?
I think
time,
it's finding
the right thing.
I mean, I think with comedians, it's like I've worked on TV projects where there's other people telling you what's funny, and you're kind of going, no, we're comedians. Like, you know, other comedians we've all had similar problems where you're trying to get whatever it is, be it a sketch, be it a joke on television for a different show. And there's producers or someone telling you, no, that's not funny. And you're going, no, it is. So there's that thing of, it can be difficult for comedians because we're not the most, we're not, you know, that's not our skill. Our skill is just being clowns and idiots. We usually rely on other people to, we don't transgress into their areas, so we hope they don't transgress too much into ours. Perfect. But no, it's about identifying talent. I mean, I've had problems in the past where they would talk, writing something, and people, different channels would say, and who have you attached to it? And I'm going, can you just read the script and see if it's funny?
Please judge this on its merit.
You know, well, that guy in his 40s who's a comedian, that male guy, I've got Amy Huberman to play him.
what else? Who else is it? Just before you go, Carl, who else is on the lineup there for Kilkenny this year?
Names like Jason Manford, Adam Hill, Sarah Pascoe, Des Bishop back. I don't know if Des, Aisling B's signed up for a sitcom in the States, mentioned sitcoms. James Acaster, who I love watching, he's wonderful mind. Reginald D. Hunter, who's been over loads. Rory Scovel, an American actor who's over at the Ivy Gardens a few years ago, is absolutely brilliant. But there's loads of other acts. I haven't even seen the full list yet. There's loads of the Irish acts, international acts, but it's always, my recommendation always, go see someone you haven't heard of. Mm,
you'll
discover something, and the more likely, if it's one of the Americans, you'll be talking about the time, oh, see that guy winning the Oscar, or in that film, see that guy in The Hangover 5. I see him in Kilkenny. Yeah, I swear it with him.
Well, there, if you're going to sell a festival, that's how you do it. Carl Spain, thank you very much for joining us on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Plenty of you have been getting in touch with us here on the programme.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes, and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.